What's up? Welcome to episode 319 of the PS4 Blackcast. I am JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah is busy, so she will not be here. Which I guess is fine. We don't have a whole lot of news, although I still want to talk to more about Final Fantasy 14, because I know they showed off some of the dancer from the next expansion. Figured she could talk more to that. But news-wise, there's not a whole lot. We had the PlayStation Plus lineup for May announced, with What Remains of Edith Finch and Overcooked both being the two games coming out. So you can download, I believe, on Monday.
Any game to calm you down?
Any game to calm me down? Overcooked? I don't know if that's a
no, calming. That's the game to frustrate you.
Yeah.
Going to calm you down.
There you go. I still have to go back and finish Edith Finch. Probably have, I don't think there's a cursor in that game, so there wasn't anything I can really focus on, and the motion blur in that game is like through the roof, and I'm like, my god. So it just was nauseating to play. But
I know it's worth finishing just for like one of my favorite little Easter eggs in a game ever.
Yeah, I want to finish it. Just I'll need to like turn on some settings on my TV to see if I can either do the motion smoothing kind of thing on TV settings and see if it'll give me input lag, but anything to try to make it a little less obnoxious on the eyes, I suppose. But yeah, those are there. Then we also have a release date for Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. There was a new trailer that showed off the new art, which was actually a really funny trailer. There's a lot of people who previously, when they showed the game, were making comments like, you know, it looks like poop and just looks bad. So they posted like a ton of those comments in the trailer, and they didn't blow out the names, like the names are all still there. Just these people saying the game looks like shit, and they just reworked their art style, so they show the new versus old. And then they give the release date. I want to say it's soon. It's, let's see, June 18th. It'll be available. But it will take an extra week, it looks like, to come out for the Switch, because it'll come out on the 25th. But on PS4, Xbox, and PC, via Steam and good old games, it'll be available on the 18th. But so looking forward to that. Then we also had news that Epic Games purchased Psyonix, the creators of Rocket League. But yeah, this brought up questions on whether or not that would make Rocket League primarily only available on the Epic Game Store and no longer on Steam, but right now they haven't commented on that. There's no, I guess, you know, it says right here, this is according to a spokesperson for Psyonix, said that we can't comment on speculation. We can say that Rocket League remains available for purchasers on Steam for the time being, and long-term plans will be announced in the future. So I imagine, I mean, it doesn't seem like it'd be bad. It's just the game, you can still play it with PC players. It's just, it's available on Steam right now. Then at some point, they'll just take it off Steam and make it only available on Epic Game Store. Or they could do the Fortnite route and just say, it's free to play. And then you buy skins, just like already in Rocket League, with its loot boxes and its keys and everything and all the cosmetics, and just treat it that way. But, yeah, that's interesting news. Because I think they did in their, because they've worked with Epic before, back in the day. And I want to say, because Noclip did one of their, it was one of their early documentaries was on Psyonix. And I think they commented about not wanting to be, like, wanting to be independent back then. This is a couple years ago, at least when they initially started. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, good for them. They're obviously a studio that's doing really well with Rocket League right now, so who knows if they can make a new IP as well on top of or a Rocket League 2, like who knows, but we'll just keep expanding on the same thing. But other than that, there wasn't a whole lot. There was some financial news from Sony where they were commenting on how they don't see an increase in marketing budget going up in the fiscal year, which indicates that there won't be any big first-party games releasing anytime this year. There won't be Last of Us 2 or Death Stranding, and who knows about Ghost of Tsushima. But if you don't see an increase in marketing budget, then clearly you're not going to be promoting anything. So there's no reason those games would come out then if you're not going to promote them, which is interesting
Did
to
we think
see.
there was going to be a marketing or a first party game that came out this year?
Well, there's been speculation about when is Ghost of Tsushima going to come out, and then, but even Dreams, they didn't. Dreams is in beta right now, and they haven't marketed that at all. But people are playing, ton of people are playing that and loving it. Like I keep seeing all these creations people are making, and but they didn't. They haven't promoted that at all, being in beta. But yeah, there's just people wondering because you have Ghost of Tsushima, which seems like it's far along. No one expected Death Stranding, and then just curious about Last of Us 2, which they figure someone. So we had talked about, I believe, last week how Neil Druckmann said, you know, we wrapped up all the cutscenes for the game, all the cinematics. And it kind of scared me because initially when they were saying, oh, Laura Bailey did her last, they wrapped up all her stuff. And then it's like, oh, Joel and Ellie, we wrapped up their stuff. Oh, we've just finished wrapping the last scene. And I'm like, but the way the news came out made it seem like, obviously, you don't shoot stuff in chronological order. Like, I mean, even in, I think a lot of stuff they talked about for the first game, I think they shot some of the ending, like, first. Like, you never shoot in order. Movies don't even work that way. So when I first heard the news, I got a little concerned, like, oh, if they just wrap, you know, this person's stuff, does that mean they're not in, like, they died before the end? Oh, they wrapped up this person's stuff, but then they said they wrapped the ending. Does that mean they're not in the ending? Like, but it's like, oh, they don't shoot things in order, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, very likely kept
But
it out of order and didn't,
yeah, especially if, because you have to work on timing, like, okay, who's in this scene? Okay, we got to get everybody together, you know, work around schedules, because I know that, oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on her name, and that's no good. But Ellie, she has a lot of stuff she does too. She has a TV show she's on. She does a lot with Critical
Ashley
Role.
Johnson.
Yeah, there we go. So you know, she's not like just sitting around waiting for like, okay, let's shoot the next scene.
Well, for her, I know the big thing is the TV show because they always give her shit on Critical Role because she never shows up anymore.
Yeah, but. Yeah, working around those schedules and everything. But someone had pointed out that when Naughty Dog said they wrapped up, I want to say the original Last of Us, or maybe it was Uncharted 4. But one of the reasons, it might have been Last of Us, I don't know. But it was like basically when they said they got done filming the cutscenes, the game was basically out, I think it was like 6 or 9 months later. Based on the way that game did. Now, it might have been Uncharted, I'm not sure. But if it was Uncharted, that'd make a little more sense because at least that was PS4. Last of Us was PS3, so you got, you know, different dev cycles going on. But yeah, so it's I'll be curious to see how quickly that comes out. But yeah, no, if there's no big first party game this year, that'll be interesting. But and what else was there? There was also someone from AMD was talking about, I believe it was the president, I forget her name, but she was talking, Amy Sue maybe, she was talking about, I don't have the article in front of me unfortunately, but she was just talking about them being happy about working with Sony on their, you know, their next PlayStations, yada yada, and helping them get that secret sauce, you know, in the chipset and everything. But that wasn't much big news out of that. But other than that, there wasn't a whole lot else. There is some good deals going on right now that end on the 7th, which is Tuesday, in the morning. So there's like this Golden Week, which is Japanese inspired titles. You can save some money on those. Let's see, pop up here. We got a Jump Force, Kingdom Hearts, Nier Automata, FF14, Resident Evil 2, then Monster Hunter World. It says, well, this is interesting. Hold on, what's that? Is that an expansion? Okay. The way this title's, okay, never mind. They're just using this really weird graphic on it that was throwing me off. But Monster Hunter World's on sale, and then there's some video deals on anime and everything like that. Then there's also a like Red Dead Redemption 2 is on sale right now. It's $40 for PlayStation Plus. There's a Villain Takeover sale as well that ends on the 7th, so you can get like that's what Red Dead's on there. Ghost Recon. Man, Ghost Recon's $15 for Ghost Recon Wildlands. It's $15 for PlayStation Plus. That's really good. That's a game I want to go back. I was like, man, I want to go back and play some more of that because I played a ton of it and it had a lot of fun. That's definitely a game that co-op must be like really fun to play in that game.
Or extremely frustrating.
Nah, I feel like it'd be super fun because it's like that map is so goddamn big in that game. It's ridiculous. I don't get how they pull that off. But yeah, there's some deals going on right now. Far Cry New Dawn is $20. And then yeah, you can go ahead and check those out. The FF15 Royale Edition's 25. Borderlands Game of the Year Edition's $20. So that's $10 off. And you can check out those deals. Again, a lot of them end on the 7th, which is Tuesday. Of course, there's deals all the time, so just check the store. It's always, every week there's a deal. As far as everything else goes, that's basically it. Again, there wasn't a whole lot from this week. It was pretty quiet. I mean, it's that kind of time of year where we're getting closer and closer to, I mean, E3's right around the corner, so anything big is going to be saved until then, especially from all the major studios, unless it gets leaked or they just do that thing where they pre-announce it just to get mind share and then they show more at the game show. But that's coming up. I'm looking forward to it, just a little less since Sony's not going to be there. It's like, well, if Sony's not going to be there.
I'm struggling with that. Like, I'm still going to enjoy it and I'm still looking forward to it. But I will definitely probably just read updates and such as opposed to actually watching things. Because the thing I enjoyed before was like sitting down, watching the Sony conference at the same time as you guys, and then reacting to announcements or things that came up.
Right. Yes.
And yeah, don't get that now.
Yeah, Sony's was the only one that I would ever I'd watch. It's because it's like during the day, Ubisoft theirs is in the afternoon, and I'm at work, so I'm like, well, I can't watch these. Like, if I happen to go to lunch, maybe I'll tune in for a second and watch some, but I can't watch it.
Right. It
But
just.
I think I did watch. I do watch Microsoft because they do theirs on Sunday, so I believe I do. And sometimes I'll check out the EA stuff or just have it on while I do something else, at least. Just because they're on the weekends, but yeah, we'll see. It's coming up quick, yeah, quiet week, not a whole lot. So I guess we can just move on to what we're playing. I played some more Days Gone. I'm still enjoying it. I had one of those kind of odd game days the other day where it was like I wasn't feeling anything really. I was like, I think it was Thursday because it was the day that we couldn't play Divinity. So I was like, I gotta play something else. Like, oh, I played like a match of Apex and logged in Days Gone. And I was just like, oh,
You
running
just wanted
around,
to play Divinity, man.
Yeah. Well, it was like a rough day, anyways. So it was kind of bleeding into my gaming. I like the game. There definitely are some things. It's the small things about the game that really make it apparent that it's not one of the AAA Sony studios. Small stuff like how in God of War or Uncharted, when a story's being told by characters, and then if you like in God of War, you get off the boat. Well, you didn't play God of War. You watched God of War, right?
I played God of War.
Okay. What's the one game you didn't play? You watched someone play.
A lot? I don't know.
It was like a game. Well, it was like a game we played, but you didn't get it. Like Amazon fucked up, and you didn't get the game, so you just watched someone. You didn't actually play it.
I don't know, that happens so frequently.
It was a big game too. I was like, oh, you didn't. Was it Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
This is gonna bother me because not. Yeah, it was.
Maybe it was that. I don't. Yeah, I just know it was something that both Zai and I were playing at the same time, and you weren't.
I think it was one of the Assassin's Creeds, but I definitely played God of War.
Did you play it like later than we did or something?
No, I played it pretty much at the same time as you.
Yeah. But like in that game, like if Mimir's telling a story and you get off the boat, he just stops. But then later he goes, and then Atreus is like, "Hey, tell us that story again." He's like, "Oh yeah, so we're oh the giants, okay." And he like goes back and tells the story. In Uncharted, when you're in the car in the Madagascar section, if Drake or Sully or Sam are telling a story or talking about something, if you stop the truck and get out, once you get back in, they usually pick back up and he's like, "Hey, what were you saying about that thing? About Dread Pirate Roberts?" And it's like, "Oh, this." And they pick up the story again. And So they know like when to cut off dialogue and when to pick it back up. In Days Gone, there's these medical stations called Nero stations, and they're pretty good to loot because they give these syringes that let you increase your health, your stamina, or your focus. And focus is like a slow-mo bullet time kind of mode you can go into. And so you want to find them. But there's also these recordings, these neurotapes about events as they were happening kind of stuff. Usually it's like crazy shit going on, yada, yada. So you run across these tapes, and the character will talk to himself and be like, you know, oh, it's one of these neurotapes. I should probably give this a listen. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. You know, talking about listening to this tape. But if you prematurely pick up the tape, his dialogue continues on top of the audio recording. So it's like that's doubled really weird. Up. Yeah. And so I had to turn on subtitles to be like, okay, if this happens, at least I can read the subtitle. Then it doesn't. It's also like some weird things where he'll...
That's pretty unusual because most games have some mechanic to stop sound from overlapping each other when it's like a story element like that.
Yeah, because it's not like unique dialogue every single time you find tapes. It's just the same audio bark. It's like, oh, I found one of these tapes. I should probably get a listen. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. And then, so that's kind of weird. I'm like, I just want to hear this, but yada yada. But what I do like, though, is there's this other small thing. So there's this radio station that plays called I don't remember. Oregon Free Radio, I think it's called. But it's like this guy from this camp was like, it's interesting radio. I don't listen to it. So they give you options like it just picks up on the radio and you hear it come in, but you can hold the touchpad to skip the audio. And a lot of times like, I don't want to hear this guy's preaching his real America garbage right now. So I'll hold the touchpad and skip it. And then when you skip it, the main character will be like, yeah, I don't want to hear your junk right now. You know, man, it's just like he'll comment on the fact that you wanted to skip it, which I think is really funny because it'll be like basically makes it to where the main character also doesn't want to hear the guys, you know, preaching.
It's like when you're in certain RPG games and you start walking away from an NPC that's talking about you and they're just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll talk to you later then, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's just a lot of minor things in the game that definitely make it stand out as, okay, this clearly isn't the AAA. It's just these minor things in there. But overall, I'm enjoying it a lot. It's, like I said, the world looks really good. I dislike how little I can carry ammo and weapon and consumable-wise. Like, I'm like, ah, just let me carry more. There's nothing more I hate than not being able to pick up all the items. It's like, just, I get it. Okay, I can only carry 5 med packs or 5 bandages, and I have all the crafting materials to make more, but it's like, let me take this ammo. I clearly have a jacket with a bunch of pockets and a little bag, and I got the bunch of pouches on the motorcycle. Just let me put them in there. But yeah, it's just like, I wish I could. And like, again, though, you can carry more, but it's like way down the skill tree. So you have to spend at least 2 skills in one row to unlock the next rank of skills to get there. I'm like, oh, I don't. And a lot of skills, like, I just don't really care about. I'm like, whatever. It's like, that's the one thing, too, is it's not, the skills don't feel as good as most games with perks that you can unlock. It's just all, it's like, yeah, okay. But whereas, like, especially after playing Sekiro, where it's like, oh, man. So these, like, actual skill tree. It's like, these are very useful. Whereas in Days Gone, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess I'll just spend the points and do this. But there are at least some good ones in Days Gone, I suppose. But
yeah, Sekiro, you really had to think about it.
Yeah.
Are you at least still enjoying Days Gone, or are you kind of losing steam on it?
No, I'm still enjoying it. Now, we'll see. I have heard stories about people who, from both ends, who played it, didn't like it at the start, but then really loved it later on. And then people who loved it at the start, but then once they spent like 20 hours, like, okay, they just got kind of burnt out. Like, I do like the gameplay loop. I mean, that's the big thing for me, too. It's like, I've played games that are, you know, 7s or, you know, high 7s, stuff like that, where it's like, oh, maybe the story's not that great. But it's the game, like, I didn't think the story in the Tomb Raider reboot was necessarily all that great. That was the weakest part of that game and the multiplayer. But, like, that it was okay, but You know, it wasn't like the driving force for me in that game, but the gameplay loop of exploration and climbing and crafting and getting my skills up and just that loop I love. Like, that's why people go like, oh, you know, like Far Cry Primal gets like a high 7 or something. But I'm like, oh man, but I love the gameplay loop of Far Cry. And so it's like, oh, and I love the setting and then just the redwood trees of them. Like, I love redwood trees as well. And there's tons of those in Days Gone as well. I love redwood trees, but I think they look great in video games. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying the loop right now. Like I said, it's just these minor things I notice that as I play it, I go, okay, you know, this clearly isn't from one of the big studios, and it seems to be selling well in the UK, which is good news. Because I was wondering, it's like, man, if you spend a long time making this game and it doesn't do well, then who knows what's gonna happen? I mean, Sony's known for shutting down, you know, studios that don't perform necessarily well. But I mean, it's their first big console game since forever. Because they've been doing a bunch of handheld stuff previously. But yeah, I'm still enjoying it. Like I said, I haven't put I don't there's no timer on it, so I can't see like how long I've been playing, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. I like driving around on the motorcycle. I like the, you know, gotta repair it, gotta manage your fuel. And there's plenty of fuel and like basically every point of interest you come across, there's always gonna be like a gas can somewhere. And then there are certain parts in the story where it gives you unlimited, like it takes away the damage that the bike can take and the fuel that you consume. Especially if you finish a particular side quest. It'll just like, okay, we'll just take this aspect up. So I like that they do give those little bonuses or handicaps to that mission kind of thing. I don't know if it'll do that on like the hardest difficulties, but at least in I'm playing on normal right now, it's like it seems to be doing fine. But yeah, then outside of that, just playing Divinity with you.
Which I still think has one of the absolute dumbest co-op systems of any game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like another game. I mean, even games with drop-in, drop-out co-op, like Rainbow Six, Vegas 2, you still, the XP you got was on your character, which would still carry over to your own single-player kind of thing. It's, yeah, I don't know why they designed it this way to where it's, like, I think it's because it's a CRPG, like, they make the host essentially the DM, you know, and you know, you're not going to go take the same D&D campaign from one house and that character from that game and carry it over into a game, a campaign you're doing on your own kind of thing. I think that's probably why they designed it that way. I don't.
Sure, but I feel like if they really wanted that, they could have locked it in some way so that you guys both had the save and either person could start it up or something like that. Because it's kind of crazy that if I want to do character management stuff that might take like 2 hours as I'm just reading things and like optimizing, that I can't do that unless you start the game up for me.
Oh, hey, you can't do that anyways because I can't go around and steal from the NPCs when to optimize game time when you're not there.
No, I mean optimizing damage and stuff, not game time. I love the difference of perspective right there that you instantly assumed I meant to save game time.
Well, that's exactly what it is because you talked about, well, you when we played last night, you're like, when you finally learned a bunch of skills, you're like, well, we're always moving along. Just say, hey, stop for a sec. I need to learn these skill books. So I was wondering why it seemed like
I
Fane didn't
just
have that
like
many
that you
abilities.
fucking restarted it. Oh, I've got an audio glitch, and then you restarted it. I wish you could have seen my face. I was sitting there as you hit restart, and you're like, there's a skill book audio glitch. Need to restart. I was sitting there just staring at it, like, did you seriously just do that?
Well, at least it's easy just to hit X on the books, though. Just relearn them. You just gotta go back in and choose which one you want to actually have on
Was
your memory.
just so perfect.
Well, because it happened before when I was, you're like, oh, this person at one point when you were back in the sanctuary, and you're like, oh, this person has some books I need, and so I'm like, which I thought was weird. I was like, that's odd. Why didn't he buy those when we came here last time and looked at everybody with skill books, and then, so I was like going around, and then all of a sudden it's just
Oh, I
like.
still need a ton of skills. I still need to go back through all of like the first town area and get all the skills.
The majority of the skills, there's two vendors essentially for almost every discipline. in this game, and so anybody who's in Fort Joy will be in the Sanctuary. I mean, there's the Pyro, there's Huntsman, there's Polly, we'll get a second, unless you need warfare skills, because we don't get the second person who sells warfare until we save the character we're looking for right now.
Which I do, because we stole a lot of the warfare skills for you.
Or we'll just go back, because they'll be restocked by now, and you get whatever minor ones you need from warfare. But, essentially, there's double of every skill set in Fort Joy, because they do it in the beginning, and they have some in Sanctuary. So,
I still just loved that you thought it was...
Well, because the first time it happened was, again, it was like you were doing something, NPC, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to run over here and re-get those vases real quick from the dungeon we were just in. And it was just like, all of a sudden, bam, it was just spamming. And it was like, but it wasn't at an odd pacing. It was at a consistent pace. So the time between each page flip was very consistent. And I was like, what the fuck is happening, dude? Because it was so loud.
I know. Why do you think it annoyed me when you first, like when you very first did it? I think I even specifically made a comment like, what the fuck are you doing right now? Like, it's blaringly loud compared to all of the other sound in the game.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. But then it stopped. I was like, okay, maybe it's over. And then, I think I fast traveled to see if that would fix it, or like I backed out to the main menu and then went back to the game or something. But yeah, and then later I was like, God, it's doing that goddamn thing again. But I didn't realize, like, because we were in the middle, we were like right before a fight, and then all of a sudden it was like it just happened again. I was like, it didn't occur, like, who's learning skills right before this fight? Why would you not just learn them when we're in Sanctuary?
Because I was doing other stuff. There's a lot to do in the game, okay?
Yeah, there's two things. You got to equip and get skills.
See, keep in mind, you've played the first part already, so you know where to go.
Right, and I was like, but then when I'm going around, I thought you had already done it. Like, okay, can I ask you, like, all right, you good? You'd be like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, all right. Like, I don't want to rush you. I just want to make sure that you're prepared to go. And that's why I just make, like, that's why when I said, okay, I'm leaving, and then I repeated myself, because last time I left, you go, oh, I didn't realize we were leaving. And I was like, yeah, I said, you ready to go? And then you, like, didn't realize I had left Sanctuary to fight the Salamanders.
Well, that's because at night, you have to be quiet, which usually means sometimes your mic doesn't pick you up.
I'll just make sure I keep it right next to my face.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'll enjoy hearing that at 11.
Just be like, I'm ready to go. And you're like, why is it so weird? I'll just flip some pages. And you're like, there, good. I want to make sure that you're prepared. You got all your skills, you got your weapons, you've done your shopping and everything. Because I was like, I thought it was weird. I was like, well, we've stolen so many books, and there's so many vendors I didn't need from Fort Joy, and then we got Sanctuary. I was like, oh, but I was like, man, it seems like Fane is only doing three things. He's casting chloroform.
He seriously can't do a ton with his current build. Like, it's not so much the Fane thing, it's that we got him at level 3 and I can't respec, so he's like 2 levels behind and doesn't have the proper balance that he's supposed to have of memory and abilities.
Their characters you recruit are supposed to be, they're always the same level you are.
No, sorry. So, I mean, we got him at level 3, which means I didn't get to put the points in for level 1 and 2.
Right.
So, that's what I meant. Like,
but how have you been...
I've been trying to course correct, but, like, I started him with the Necromancer thing, which is what you're supposed to, but he started with, like, 2 points in Finesse and a point in Strength. Like, he started with really dumb points that weren't in Intelligence or anything. So this entire time, I've been trying to, like, course correct. And honestly, I think what's going to happen is I'm just going to have to wait until we get out of Act 1 and I can just respec him properly.
Oh, so when you recruited him, you didn't recruit him as a mage, as a necromancer?
No, I did recruit him as a necromancer. It just still gave me dumb stats.
That's weird, because...
That's the entire problem, is it just picked very dumb things for him to spec into.
Huh. That's odd, because my cousin did the same thing where when he recruited Sebel, he made Sebel the necromancer. I don't remember that being an issue.
So yeah, that's why I've had trouble with it, is because it respect him into a dumb thing, so he doesn't have a ton of abilities. And he doesn't get a ton of abilities anyways. But it's the thing of, like, I have a lot of skill books that I can't learn because he's, like, one short on three different things. And you don't get to level up those three things frequently. So it's been an issue. I just need to respec him when we get out of Act 1.
Yeah, I wonder if you... That's weird. I wonder if you could dismiss him, re-recruit him, so that way you can just fresh give everything, but pick... Because I know that if you recruit at higher levels, re-recruit at higher levels, it kind of clears the slate. It gives you all the stuff. It still has that base, but maybe if you chose a different magic base, that would give him better, a better starting
group of stats. Well, I mean, at this point, aren't we almost done with Fort Joy anyways?
We have to go through the maze. Then we have to... There's some stuff up the right we have to do. We still have to find the guy and then go back to the sanctuary to get the colors off. And then we have to go back up, and then there's, like, this big fight. And we still have to... And we have to do the pig quest, the pig side quest. We have to save the pigs. Then we have to do a big fight before we leave the game. So we could... I mean, we are potentially pretty close to the end of Fort Joy. I mean, we're definitely in probably the last fourth, I suppose, of our time in Fort Joy. Right. It depends on how long it takes us to get through the maze. And if you're not having trouble killing people with Fane right now, at least it's not like something where if you kick him out of the party and re-recruit him to respec him now, it's not like it necessarily matters, as long as you can make it to the boat.
The only other thing is, I feel like I haven't decided yet, but that I might respec him into... I don't even know what the build was called, but it's essentially the same build I'm doing right now, except instead of using wands, it uses a two-handed weapon, and it's a tiny bit tankier. So it's basically like the same necromancer build, except with a greatsword and slightly tankier.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been debating doing that.
Like a death knight?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely when you're... I forget, because you said you're pulling your builds from a forum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely double-check them just against Fecture Life, only because whenever they did patching, like, that was a problem with a lot of the builds early on, especially for the original Divinity, is people come out with these builds, and then when they patch the game to balance stuff out, like cooldowns or so skills that weren't good back in the day are actually better now because they cost less AP.
I've already had that issue where I realized it late that the Definitive Edition caps off the skills at like half the damage stat as what it was before.
Yeah, so definitely double check whatever build it is against Fecture Life, because whenever there's an update to the game, they will usually go back and amend their build orders.
Yeah. So I actually think that was a big part of it too, is that the build I was using for Fane might be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely give it to the guy, especially because forum guides, people usually don't go back and, you know, update their stuff on there. But, yeah, I think what they call it here, it's like a, let's see, yeah, they have Death Knight, but there was another one, it's a summoner build, Summoner of Sparks, I think that was a new one they introduced. They also did Occult Flame Wielder. That's pretty... Scourge Wizard is another one. Actually, no, that one doesn't do Necromancer.
But... So the game itself, just in general, I've loved it so far. It's just... It has a few very quirky things when you're playing co-op that, to me, are just kind of like, this is really dumb. I can't believe you guys did this. So, like, one of the big ones, obviously the save thing that I mentioned. The other one that just kind of drives me nuts... is there's not a convenient way to hear story elements from other people. So, yes, you can listen in, but even if you're listening in, it's still a pain in the ass. Like, it's not an intuitive system to try and hear story elements from someone else.
Yeah, typically you'll have to make sure that, oh, like, once you're when you're in an area, be like, oh hey, here's a story MC, and before someone progresses the dialogue, let the other person get there and listen in and think new. Because usually you want to do that too with the main characters, because there will be branching. It'll might bounce back and forth between who can choose what dialogue choice.
Right. So it's just there's some odd shit in the game.
Oh, it's because it's that CRPG element of it where it's not, you have to actually be there to do stuff. So it's like, so it makes sense within the genre. But yeah, I could see how someone who doesn't play CRPGs or that kind of thing, how it seems like it's really. Well,
I don't know. I just don't like the argument of it makes sense within the genre, because just because it's in the genre doesn't mean it's good game design for that aspect. And I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's a phenomenal game. It just, that to me doesn't really excuse some of the weird design decisions that they have made like that.
That's just how it is, though. I mean, in D&D, if you're in a situation where, you know, you might be there as the, you know, as yourself and hear a conversation between two players, but if your character is initially in there, they're down the street at the tavern,
yeah,
they don't have that knowledge.
But the counter argument to what you just said is you're hearing it as a player. So
right,
you're actually still, like in D&D, if your character's not there, you're still experiencing the story, hearing it as a player. In this, you flat out just aren't hearing it as a player. You're not experiencing the story.
Sure, you just have to make sure, you have to take that extra effort to make sure that you're there running through the stuff.
So, like I said, it's a good game. It's a quirky game, though. There's definitely little things in it that just kind of, you know, make me wonder, make me go, huh, all right.
Yeah, I could see that. Like I said, again, someone who's not familiar with CRPGs. But yeah, let's see. I thought I had some other stuff I had dug up, but I guess I didn't. Could have swore I bookmarked something, but I did not. But yeah, I guess no more really. See, I can't really talk about more because I can't talk about things that are to come because I don't want to spoil them. And once we get to Act 2, then I won't know anything. So
I was going to say, you should know that much more than me at this point. Like, I know you still do know more, but we should be getting somewhat even.
Well, yeah, once we get into Act 2 and land on the beach, then it'll be like, okay, now stick together, do not spread apart kind of thing. Like, that's the only reason, like, oh, if he's going here, I know where these, I can go run over here real quick just to clear out the map or get this waypoint, because I know I won't get jumped by a band of, you know, marauders or something. Whereas now we get to Act 2, it's going to be like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. We got to make sure we at least kind of stick together.
Nah, I'm going to leave you.
But yeah, I can, some of that story stuff too, I can put the blame on myself for seeing it and maybe not waiting and be like, oh, hey, let's wait till he gets here so he can listen to the dialogue segments.
You're totally to blame for part of it.
Well, yeah, but there are some that you got into as well, but I don't know how many of them you had paid attention to or done. And at least there's that point where it does split us, especially when, because we're Godwoken, and we get to that statue in the dungeon, and we both have our own separate dialogue things with, you know.
That's why you usually hear me go, uh-oh, I think I did something, or just something like that.
Yeah, because usually most of the stuff I'll skip pretty quick is like the minor quest things where I know like this NPC, this isn't a big story beat. It's like it's this NPC who wants to get out of this cage, which is have to steal something. It's like, okay, that's, I could give you the cliff notes on that. It's easy to go. It's rare that they have usually the big moments, like aside from the opening cutscene, the beginning dialogue on the boat, the events that happened there. Even most of the stuff in Fort Joy, like we saw the Magisters kill that person outside the fort when they cut out her tongue and then they explode her. Like that was a big moment. But as far as other big story beats, I don't think there's been any huge ones yet to progress. Like we had our big one in the cave. That was the next big one for your personal. You have your personal character stories. So like when your character talked to.
I can do that. I forgot.
Yeah, we'll do that before we leave Fort Joy. We'll kill that guy. But or you can try to persuade him. But
Yeah, because that worked out well the first
well, you
time.
didn't have enough finesse or whatever you
No, I
needed.
didn't have enough persuasion.
Well, usually persuasion gives you three options. It's like
Yeah,
it's
no, I needed actual points in the persuasion skill.
but there you do get points from whatever the other thing, the type of persuasion you're doing. So like strength, if you're high, if you're a strength build, that'll help you in that persuasion. Those points carry over. It's not like 1-to-1, but you do get fractions off those points that help you in that persuasion check.
Well, maybe I'll get lucky, but
That's why they give strength, finesse, and intelligence. Because they go, maybe you don't want to, spec persuasion all the way up on its own, but you can put a couple points into it or have gear that gives you persuasion, and then you get the bonus points from whatever your primary skill is. But yeah, I'll definitely, even for the side stuff, I'll definitely try to slow the roll on this stuff when we get to the second area or Act Two. Just so we make sure we're definitely especially because we're gonna be way more close together, because I won't be running off, we won't be split shopping. Again, with those minor side quest NPCs that don't matter. But
Split shopping was my favorite, though.
yeah, now we just got to do split skill building and then assigning them, make sure your character can do stuff. But yeah, I'm wondering if, again, if yeah, at least we should get to the boat pretty quick. I'm trying to think of all the big fights that are going to be between where we're at in the ending. And there's not a ton, just the one big one, and I think we should be fine there. We've been fine on all the other big fights.
Yeah, we'll kick ass.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up for this episode then. Again, there wasn't much news. Hopefully, get some more news soon. Either some Maze usually has some pretty good stuff historically between the beginning and then E3. Like I said, people announcing stuff or maybe something leaks. Who knows? But yeah. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Izzy, for joining. And we will see you all next time.
Later.